Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I am Derek.
I am Craig.
Okay, well, please stay calm. The room's not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull on all those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Welcome, listeners. Hope you're having a great Monday. Hope your week's off to a good start. This is Milestone Episode 117. You know what 117 means.
Next one's 118.
That's exactly right, Craig. You nailed it.
Bam.
And today, you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to actually try to help people.
What?
We're going to actually try to give some advice after last week's legal debacle in which attorney at law Douglas T. Bates IV just showed us up.
I'm still having counseling.
I really don't think it was as bad as he made it out to be.
Counselor has required us to get counseling. Craig's a counselor. For crying out loud. Where was he? Why wasn't he coming to our defense?
I was in the corner sucking my thumb.
In the fetal position.
Yes.
Well, today, listeners, we get a lot of questions from time to time from parents with small children about rider swap. While Disney continues to change the rider swap process, and we can't give you a lot of exact answers regarding that, we can give you some things to do while rider swapping. And Derek, why don't you explain to the listeners what we're talking about?
We are talking about one parent going on a ride while the other parent and child go and do something else.
And it could be, let's say you're a family of four. One of the kids is tall enough to ride Rock and Roller Coaster. The other one isn't. One parent and the child go ride. What does the parent and child sitting out, what can they do while that's right. happening? And again, it doesn't have to just be because they're not tall enough. We've got a Bruin who is tall enough to ride Tower of Terror. We're going this summer. I think he may be too scared to ride it. So we could still rider swap with him. Just because they're tall enough doesn't mean they're excluded from the rider swap.
I think that kind of stops, though, at a certain age.
It does. Obviously.
There's a lot of play in that.
Yeah, and I don't know. One thing that I've found with rider swap is it's really depending on the worker that you happen to run into. Because I've had some that are very understanding and some that said, oh, you got to come back and ride this immediately after. And I've told you guys how I get angry about that. But I'm growing, Craig. I'm growing.
But that's just with the new changes to it.
Yes.
And we should maybe explain the new changes that have come up in the last... six months
yeah,
or so?
Yeah, I mean, what they've been doing is just scanning your band, and it kind of works like a fast pass. And I think you can only get one at a time, right?
You can... One person can go up, and then everybody else that wants to ride it the next time has to get their magic band scanned.
Uh-huh.
And it is placed... And I think you have, what, an hour?
Something like
to
that.
To use that.
Well, I don't know. I think we had a scenario last fall where we waited a couple of hours after the fact.
Oh,
I think
really?
It's just it can't come back before this time. And used to, they'd give you the paper tickets, and you really had until the end of the month to use them, didn't
right.
you?
Right. Yeah, a lot of times.
That's different, certainly.
And those were winding up on eBay.
Yeah. Craig, you're awful quiet over there.
I just have never done rider swap, so that's why I'm just going around for the ride here.
Well, you'll be able to help us here because we're here. Because obviously the people that are sitting out, you don't just want to stand there and wait around. You want to find something to do. And this is something that I take into consideration when planning for a trip. If Bruin and I are going to be on this ride, what can Sissy and Keegan be doing in the meantime? And so, Craig, you can certainly help us come up with things that other people can do. What park you want to start in? We're just going to take you through the parks and give you some quick things.
We'll start at the park with the most stuff to do.
Hollywood Studios.
No.
Oh.
Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. Well, I originally thought you were going to say Typhoon Lagoon. By the way, listeners, coming up sooner rather than later, a water park show. I've been waiting for it, and I'm about to spring it on the guys here.
I think it's going to be much later than
if
much
you're
later.
Interested in water parks, be sure to be listening over the course of the next 5 years. It's going to happen. Too soon, Craig?
No, we'll shoot for that.
Hey, when you can get Josh to go with us.
Well, that's not happening.
We'll go.
Might as well. Anyways, Magic Kingdom. Let's just go clockwise, shall we?
Okay.
The first one you come in contact with would be Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain. Counterclockwise, you'd be.
Derek, what's something you can do with a little one while waiting to ride Splash Mountain?
Well, there is the small gathering place of the playground right under the.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a building. I don't know what that is that it's underneath. You know, like you're on your way to the
bathrooms. Little walkway, yes.
Is there a walkway above you? Is it?
I don't want to. That playground almost has right a name.
It's the train stop.
Yeah, right next to the train station.
You're right underneath the train stop.
Yep.
And there's a little playground. It's really is little bitty.
Yeah.
So if you get more than about five kids in there, somebody's going to get hurt. And,
right.
And you've had that happen.
And yeah, well, I had somebody wanted to pick a fight with Bruin. That was fun.
One thing about that little playground area is that it is wet a lot in there.
Right.
I guess they rinse it off maybe, because I know when Boone's been in there playing, he'll be like soaking wet by the time he gets done playing.
It is shaded though.
It could be.
That's good. One thing, and you mentioned this, I think another thing you can do, because Splash Mountain is such a long ride, you can, and it's, the railroad is closed right now because of the Tron construction, but mm-hmm. I think normally you can take a round trip on the railroad while you wait for your party to disembark Splash Mountain. Craig, anything else in that area? And why don't we just go ahead and lump Splash Mountain and Big Thunder Mountain together.
Both together, okay.
Because they're so close.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Craig, that you could do while waiting for one of those?
I like to go over and watch people come off Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
And just enjoy
there's different that little watching area.
Yep. I enjoy doing that.
How did we not mention Country Bear?
Country Bear Jamboree.
Close enough to watch.
Close proximity. Even, you know, especially Splash Mountain because it's a longer ride. Maybe Tom Sawyer Island. Maybe take them over to Tom Sawyer.
I can't believe
you
just said that.
Get a snack at Pecos Bills.
Did you see where the restaurant has been opening?
Aunt Polly's has opened back up, yes.
Until, what, the end of March? I guess we're probably into April by now. But
One more, too. You know, and I think I'm going to do this summer. If you've got two of your party using a fast pass at Splash Mountain, those of you who didn't have one there can get a fast pass to go use at Pirates, maybe.
And that's what we do a lot of times.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things to do there in the Frontierland area. You got Pirates. As Craig said, you can snack at Pecos Bills. You can play at the playground. You can ride the railroad. You can go to Tom Sawyer Island, Country Bridge Jamboree. Quite a few options for you there to kill time while you're waiting for your party to get off Big Thunder Mountain Railroad or Splash Mountain.
And let's go in and mention that. I mean, talk about that a little more, about splitting up your fast passes maybe.
Yeah.
Just so you don't have to wait quite as long. You can, like Matthew said, you can do Pirates with the smaller child, and then the ones that can ride, instead of doing Rider Swap, you can go and get the Rider Swap and then go back to Pirates and they can ride. And that's, we do that, like only one of us will get Mine Train or Flight of Passage because we know we can get a Rider Swap and both still be able to enjoy it. So don't be afraid to break up your fast passes. That way, if you do want to ride something while the other is riding, that you can all enjoy something at the same time. Maybe not the same ride, but...
Yeah. Well, moving on, let's head around the castle
mm-hmm.
to Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
Yep.
Craig, what are you doing with a little one that has to sit out of Seven Dwarves Mine Train?
Well, that's that's a good one there, because then you can just, there's several things you can do there. Yep. You can go over and you can get several snacks right there, but also you have probably not Peter Pan, because that's probably going to be a quick one, but probably Pooh.
Well, depending on how you do your fast passes.
Yeah.
Right. You can also meet some characters there. Yep. You can also go over to, if you have time, do you think at the Tales of Belle?
That'd be tough.
That's a long attraction.
It depends on how long you're waiting for Mine Train.
The Carousel.
Carousel.
Definitely Carousel.
We've done Carousel. We've done Princess Meet. We've done Winnie the Pooh with a Fast Pass. You know, that's an easy one to do.
Get a Peter Pan float from Storybook Treats.
Maybe Mad Tea Party. Mad Tea Party's close mm-hmm. by. And a lot of those things are relatively easy to experience without much of a wait.
And that one, even if you get sick from spinning, those rides don't spin a whole lot if you don't spin them. So.
Right. A lot of options there around Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
So and as Craig
first said, snacks galore.
Mm-hmm.
Barnstormer. What do you got, Derek?
Well, you go meet Donald and Goofy.
Oh, yeah.
in there, or go into Big Top Treats and just let the kid run wild.
Maybe head over to Casey Jr.'s Splash Station.
Yep.
Now, if you're not waiting long for Barnstormer, if you have a fast pass for Barnstormer, you're talking about an experience time of 10 minutes or less. So maybe you don't have as much time to kill.
It might be a good time to change a diaper.
Right.
If you had
to. Go to the bathroom, make some calls, maybe try to book that next fast pass.
And Dumbo's right there.
Dumbo's close.
Whereas if you have a fast pass for it, that's one that's probably under 10 minutes too. So
yeah, the Magic Kingdom is geared toward, and you're seeing this, giving you a lot of options with little kids. Some of the other ones that we're going to get to in other parks can be a little bit more of a challenge.
Yep.
But let's keep it going. I think the last one, Tomorrowland Speedway, which we mentioned, it does have a certain height requirement. We're probably just going to lump it in with Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Space Mountain, I think you have to be 44 inches to ride that. And that's another one that is pretty intimidating. My son's tall enough to ride it, but I think it's a little too intimidating for him at this point. So
if he's like his father.
Yes.
It definitely is.
At that age, yes. What can you do, Craig, with a little one that's waiting and waiting in Tomorrowland?
You can go get a pretzel that's with cream cheese.
It's
all about
just back. It's back.
If all Craig's waiting for is just food.
I'm just gonna get a bunch of snacks.
I don't mind that though.
Again, you're probably going to wait again to go up and ride the, what's the thing on top of the
building? Astro Orbiter?
Yeah, you could go ride Astro Orbiter, but it's going to be a wait for that one. Something quick. You might could get into Buzz Lightyear.
If you have a Fast Pass, and they've used their Fast Pass at Space Mountain. TTA, People Mover, is a good go-to.
That's right. Laugh Floor?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
You may get in line to meet Buzz Lightyear, possibly.
Or Stitch.
Carousel of Progress would probably take too much time.
Again, depending on the fast pass.
Yes.
We're going
under the assumption that you're not jumping in an hour-long wait.
Absolutely.
You can go to Starlight Cafe and get you something to eat.
Is there anywhere else you can get something to eat, Craig? So, a lot of things there in Tomorrowland to do if you're waiting
This out there. It's not far. Go get a silhouette done.
Yeah.
It takes her like 10 minutes.
Not too far.
Hey, can I throw in this? And I should have done this on previous episodes, speaking of silhouette. We have a local person here from Centerville that we will have on the show eventually one day that does caricatures at Animal Kingdom now. Candace Hickman.
Oh, yeah, Candace.
She went there and originally was taking photos. Now she's doing caricatures.
Former student of mine.
Over in Animal Kingdom. So we hope to have her on the show before too long.
For her. You know, Derek expressed to us that he wanted to take a whole day and get a silhouette.
Yes, that was one
just of him.
A whole no, not of me.
100 days in Disney.
That was one day. I really want to get to know the artist.
That's such a creepy thing to say.
And then once you get it,
like where they live,
social security number.
Nothing strange about that at all. Then once you get it finished, you can roll it up and put it in your shoe holder.
We better get out of Magic Kingdom before we get arrested. Let's hop on the monorail and head over to Epcot. Again, we're going to go clockwise here. Mission Space. Derek, what are you going to do with a little one while waiting for your compadres riding Mission Space?
You want to just do Mission Space and Test Track together?
No, I think it's two completely different things.
Not really, because there's really nothing around either one of them.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. Because we do this all the time. I think I mentioned it recently. The post-show area of Mission Space has a playground.
See, I've not been
a nifty little playground right there. You know where you exit Mission Space, and on the right they've got like the video game boards. Mm-hmm. Right there to your left is a playground, and I think Craig was. We were with the Sheltons. I think the one time that Bruin played in there for 15 or 20 minutes, and it's great for little kids. To kill time, and again, you're right there where people are going to exit. Your party's going to exit, and then they got, I guess, for the older kids, if they don't want to ride, they've got the mission control training there to the right. A lot of interactive things there, right out of Mission Space. I think that's an easy one. That's kind of built for that because I think they knew when they put that ride in, a lot of people were going to kind of get scared at the very last moment. And I mean, you see the barf bags there, and kind of scares people off. Anything else at Mission Space?
I don't know. It's kind of off over there by itself, and it's
and that's why I didn't want to lump it and Test Track together. Yeah. A lot of the things at Epcot are spaced out.
Yeah,
So test track, what about that?
I don't know. I mean, you can go in and look at the cars, I guess, and let the kids play in the cars. I know if as long as they don't have the keys in them, Boone's not going to be able to turn anything on. So
yeah,
which is what he does in our vehicles.
Yeah,
he turns everything.
One thing they've done, I don't know if it's year round now or not, but you see it. I know it's there when the festivals are taking place. Is you see, they've got a playground there, right outside of Mouse Gear on the side that Test Track is at. Do you know what I'm talking about or referring to? I want to say right now it's themed toward Wreck-It Ralph, but there's a little playground there. Epcot has a lot of playgrounds like that going forward. As you said, the post-show area, Grand Fiesta Tour isn't too far away.
I think it's too far. It can be a little bit of at the Baby Care Center.
Now, where is that in Epcot?
It's close to Test Track. Okay. It's on that, if you go around towards the Odyssey Center and work your way around that way, kind of on the backside of Test Track, it's over there, close to some restrooms.
Well, and another, Mouse Gear, just shopping in Mouse Gear.
Yeah.
Craig, you got anything else? Craig's a big fan of Mouse Gear.
I do love Mouse Gear.
But not kids.
You can also go out... You also go out and get photos taken right there with, because there's usually a photo guy right there at Mouse Gear outside the door.
Well, let's keep it going. There's nothing in World Showcase. Soarin'.
Nope. Soarin'.
How about, I think Soarin' is the last one, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
In Epcot? It's a no-brainer, right, guys? What are you going to do, Craig, while you're riding Soarin'? What are you going to do with the little one that's waiting?
I don't know outside Soarin'. I'm trying to think.
Craig's not even Craig's like, oh, little kids. They can fend for themselves.
It's been a while.
He's going to pull out
John. What are you going to do, Derek?
He's going to pull out John Madden again.
I guess I'm going down to Sunshine Seasons and hang out.
To get something. Just eat. Well, if you don't want to just gorge yourself.
Or you could do Living with the Land.
Well, that too. Craig. Yeah.
That's the,
with a burger.
Sir, you cannot bring food. Onto the ride.
I can reach out and get something as we go through.
Through the garden?
Yeah.
Perfect. Craig's all over it.
I'll grab a tilapia.
With his bare hand. Children, please don't let this man traumatize you. Yeah, I think Soarin is a perfect one, and we do that all the time, Derek. I know you and I actually did that. We rode Living with the Land while our wives and the big kids rode Soarin. So, yeah, that's an easy one there. Anything else?
Hop on the boat.
I did see where there's a new film going in the theater where Circle of Life used to be. I don't know much about that.
Probably something else to skip.
Maybe, most likely, yes. If it's anything like Up Birds of Prey, it's definitely a hard pass.
No!
Well, that'll take us out of Epcot. We're going to then walk over to Hollywood Studios, and there's several at Hollywood Studios. Let's start.
Can we stop by Ample Hills first?
No, Craig.
Okay.
No, Craig. Craig's going to be in a hospital. All right. We're going to go again clockwise. Star Tours, Derek. Star Tours has a 40-inch height requirement, an intense, fairly intense simulator ride. What's something you can do with the little ones while we're riding Star Tours?
Well, on the way, I would probably send my wonderful wife on to Star Tours, and we're going to stop and meet Olaf, probably. That's kind of on the way over
there. Very good choice, yep.
And he loves Olaf, so that would be probably one of our top choices.
Yep.
And maybe get his picture on the speeder.
They've taken that out.
Did they?
Yep. I don't know. They haven't said probably yet if they're going to move it or not.
Black Spire.
Black Spire Outpost at Batuu on Disney's Animal Kingdom Galaxy's
Edge. I already
hate it. It's taking a lot of cool stuff away. Don't let them go into the gift shop at the end because then they'll just want to buy a droid or
and you'll probably lose them, actually.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people in there.
Maybe Muppet Vision.
Maybe.
Maybe Muppet That's Vision if you got enough time. If they're going to be a long wait, take them over to Muppet Vision.
Our problem with... We may try this at the end of April, but our problem with Muppet Vision is we're not sure if he'll leave the glasses on.
Yeah. It's hard. Craig, is there anywhere to eat around Star Tours?
I'm trying to
think. You do what we did and get that peanut butter jelly milkshake on the way.
Or there's Backlot Express.
Yeah, either of those is a good choice. Backlot Express, because you can also get a, is it the Darth Vader barbecue sandwich or whatever?
I think they quit all that Star Wars.
Yeah,
stuff.
They've changed some of that up.
But yeah, Derek and I stopped by 50's Primetime and got us a peanut butter milkshake on the way over to there and drunk it real fast before we got on the ride. Yeah,
but they will let you enter line with that milkshake.
Yes, we did learn that.
As long as you have it thrown away before you get on the actual ride.
Oh, is that something else cool y'all did without me before I got there? Thanks.
Oh, one of many, many things.
I appreciate you reminding me of that. I cry myself to sleep every night. I'm not going to say anything, though. Oh, did I say that out loud? Let's head on over to Toy Story Land then, shall we? We've got Slinky Dog Dash. It has a 38-inch height requirement.
Yes.
We've got Alien Swirling Saucers, which is a 32-inch height requirement. Craig, what are you doing with little ones over in Toy Story Land?
In Toy Story Land, I'm going to head right over to Woody's Lunchbox. Toy Story Land, I'm probably going to... Boy, there's not a whole lot right there in Toy Story Land to
Craig do. Is really into this topic.
He is. Well, and again, he tried to tell us before the show started that he probably wouldn't have a whole lot to say.
Yeah, he did.
But Matthew
he
keeps
warned
pulling
us.
It out of me, so I'm going to go over and hang out in the bathrooms right there at...
That's even creepier than Derek talking to the silhouette lady.
I don't think I've been in those bathrooms yet.
They're nice. They're toyful.
Toyful, that's nice.
Toyful.
Or, guys, you could go ride Toy Story Mania because it has no height requirements.
Yep.
Or you could meet Woody and Jesse.
See,
or you could meet Buzz. Or you could just walk around and check out the land.
Can I tell you guys, it's been almost 10 years since I checked the height requirement. So, I mean, if that tells you anything.
Well, there's no need to bother.
So that's why I'm kind of...
There's a number of things to do in Toy Story Land while you wait to ride or swap.
So next up would be Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster Corner.
The end of Sunset Boulevard, indeed. You got to be 40 inches to ride Tower of Terror. 44 inches to ride Rock and Roller Coaster. And to be honest, there's probably not a whole lot of kids. Probably not a whole lot of kids under the age of 5, 6
yeah.
They're going to ride Tower Terror anyways. This one's harder for me.
It is.
Because there's no playgrounds in the area. There's not a lot of other attractions. What would you say, Derek?
I'm probably not even going down Sunset Boulevard. What?
We got to give them something.
We're probably going to go to Disney Junior.
Uh-huh.
The new character meets out front now.
Ooh, I've got it.
Meet Vampirina.
Yeah.
Vampirina.
Never seen it.
Oh, you're missing out.
Well, and by the time, now that this show's come out, I think they've debuted Lightning McQueen's Racing Academy.
Oh.
Don't know a whole lot about that. Beauty and the Beast.
And where's that going to be at?
It's down there beyond Rock and Roller Coaster in that show building.
Never even noticed a building back there.
Yeah, it's back there. It's back there where, right next to where we used to enter the express transportation. Beauty and the Beast is also down Sunset Boulevard. However, you know, it's a long show, so you do got to keep that in mind. But
and sometimes that can not keep kids' attention.
Now, if it's at nighttime at the holidays, you can enjoy Sunset Season's Greetings. So those are maybe a little bit tougher to just kill small bits of time, but usually. And well, Craig, what else can you do while waiting for Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower of Terror?
I'm gonna hit that little snack shop right there as you come in.
I was gonna say Rosie's, Fairfax Fair.
I'm talking about right there outside of Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh yes,
there's an ice cream place.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right there on the corner.
So guys, we've hit three parks. We've got one more to go, and that's Animal Kingdom. And going clockwise yet again. How about Flight of Passage, which has a 44-inch height requirement? Pretty intense ride. What are you going to do?
Of course, you got to do Navi. If you're going to rope drop it, send one, go get your rider swap, and then head over to Navi.
Navi River Journey. And, you know, we've done that. If it's a rope drop, you can maybe ride Navi River Journey a couple of times.
Yeah.
One thing me and the boys did while Sissy rode Flight of Passage was we rode Navi River, and then we just kind of walked around and enjoyed the land because it's not very crowded early in the morning.
Right.
And looked at the waterfalls and the floating mountains and took some pictures and things like that. Looked at some of the props that they have there. So it's just a neat little land to explore. What else could you do, Craig?
You also go to that gift shop there. It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, and for, especially for little kids to kind of look at
but
all
what would you do?
I'd probably stop there and get me a the frozen drink?
Night Blossom.
A Night Blossom.
And then head over to Thule Canteen for a full course meal.
Correct. Yep.
A what?
A full course meal.
A full course meal?
That's where you have all the courses.
At once?
Yeah.
Wow.
I might go ahead and leave there and go watch the monkeys.
Hey, hey, with the monkeys, like the band.
Davy Jones.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's head on up the road and we'll come around. There's nothing up in Africa, I don't believe. So we'll make our way over to Asia. Cali River Rapids, 38 inches, anything under 38 inches. What are you going to do there if you can't ride and you're waiting for people that are on the ride?
You go and you pay money to get one of those water cannons and shoot them.
That's one thing you could do.
I'm going to hit the Maharaja Jungle Trek.
Great call, Derek.
Ooh, nice, Derek.
And that is also a place where some monkeys are out, I believe, climbing.
I can never remember where. Is it that one or Pangani that has the bats?
It's Maharaja.
Has the bats?
Yep.
That one.
And it's no longer Pangani. It's now Gorilla Falls.
That's right.
Maharaja Jungle Trek. You can see tigers, big old bats. It's a good one.
That is a good one.
Moving right along in Asia, this one may be a little more difficult. Expedition Everest, which I guess you could still do Maharaja Jungle Trek while you're waiting, but it's a little further down the way. What's something you can do around that area?
Something that I've done, again, we're talking, if you've got a fast pass, we've gone into the,
Rivers of Light.
Rivers of Light. We've gone into that stadium, and we just let Boone run up and down the stairs the whole time, and he just gets wore out, and it's awesome.
Yeah, just let him run for a little bit.
I do.
As you mentioned a few shows ago, good gift shop to explore, too.
It is.
Craig, is there any place to eat around there?
They do have a little snack cart there where you can get some Mickey.
In the ice cream truck.
Mickey, yeah, ice cream. And so I might even go over to Dinosaur Land over there. Dino Land and see, play some of those games and ride some of those rides. That's not that far.
Well, speaking of Dino Land, Primeval World has one of the largest height requirements at 48 inches.
Yes.
And Dinosaur is 40 inches. So what would you do in Dino Land waiting to kill time?
Well, of course, you'd go to the Boneyard.
Go to the Boneyard. Let them play. Great option.
Another playground. Probably one of the better playgrounds, I think, overall. I think that's probably the best playground inside the parks. Would you disagree with that, Matthew?
I think that is the number one playground in all of Walt Disney World anywhere, if I was guessing. Dino Land, and we've said this before, I think it gets a lot of unfair hate.
I don't know that it's
You got
unfair.
The Boneyard.
Yeah.
You got Triceratops Spin they can do.
Yeah.
You got seven different character meet and greets in that area. Yeah. There's so much to do, especially for little ones. I think Dino Land is vastly underrated in terms of what you can do with little ones that aren't tall enough to ride something.
But so as Craig says, hate is going to hate.
That's true. Hate. So, Craig, as you said, it may be worth heading on over to Dino Land Expedition.
That's true.
So, yeah, Boneyard, best. I'm going to say Dino Land, best place to meet characters, best playground there. And, of course, don't forget the Dino Land games that you have to pay money to play.
Best place to have a heat stroke.
Maybe, yeah.
You could probably spend, how long do you think, Matthew? Two hours?
Dino Land?
Yeah.
Easy.
2 hours?
Easy.
Meeting characters, playing the playground.
Restaurantosaurus. You got a quick service over there, too.
Please. You should have stopped when you were ahead.
I've never been to Restaurantosaurus. I want to try it.
I've walked in it. That's as far as I got.
You walked out.
They used to have a macaroni and cheese hot dog that they don't have anymore.
Guys, I think we've hit all of them. Listeners, I'm sure we forgot something. Let us know if we did. Let us know anything maybe that you would do while waiting for a rider swapper. Craig, you got anything else?
I'm hungry.
He's had tons of input.
He shouldn't be hungry. It's now time for a segment we love to call
Grimness.
Craig, since you kind of felt like you were on the outside looking in on this show, we're going to let you ask the Grim Grinning Greatness question.
All right. The Grim Grinning Greatness question for tonight, today, this time, our time together, is: where is a good place outside of the parks, including water parks, where would be a great place to take your kids that you think they'd really enjoy?
I'm going to just hang out in the bathrooms, kind of like Craig. And
because your stomach is so upset.
And after. Then I'm just going to really get to know the ladies drawing the caricatures. So you can't go to the pools? Craig,
nope, no pools,
you
no parks.
How could you take the pools out?
Because I knew what you were going to say.
Okay. Okay. Well, I give up.
Craig?
I don't have an answer. Craig, where are you going?
I'm going to...
Let me tell you this. Where are you going to eat?
It depends on where I'm staying, but...
No, this is independent of where you're staying.
No, it doesn't matter what I'm about to say.
You just said it depends on where I'm staying.
Right. It depends on where I'm staying because if depends on where I'm staying, I'm going to go look at the other places I'm not staying with my kids. Like, especially if we're not...
No, but we need one specific place.
But I'm saying if I'm staying like at Animal Kingdom Lodge, I'm going to go over to show the kids Art Animation. I would look at all the decor around Disney property. Is that too much? Because I really would. I think that would be kind of cool. I think the kids enjoy it. Especially when you get to Art Animation or Pop Century and all the bigger-than-life things, like the big Mickey phone and mm-hmm. the foosball man and things like that.
Derek?
I'm going to go, and we've done this. We're going to go over to Fort Wilderness and play over there. They have a very good playground over there. We might catch the Hoop-De-Doo review while we're over there.
That's a good idea.
And just have a chill night. Go see Triple D Ranch.
I think it's Circle D.
Circle D.
Try Square Circle, D. Try Circle D Ranch.
You can't hold me down.
Well, okay. I'm going somewhere that I've been before. And I've said a lot about it. We're going to go play miniature golf at specifically at Fantasia Gardens.
Back to the difficulty.
I'm going
to
play I don't know what the name of it. It's not the fairways course. I'm going to play the more fun, lighthearted version. I don't know. I may even go over to Winter Summerland, whichever one I'm feeling froggy enough for. But that's going to be what we'll do. I played putt-putt with Bruin. It's been a while, but he seemed to enjoy that. So. I think I'm a big miniature golf fan. I think it's a good family outing. So I'm going miniature golf at Walt Disney World.
And there also are some playgrounds at some of the other resorts, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah. Pop Century has one.
I think they all may have
one. Beach.
The Moderates, I know, have them.
Yeah.
And the Values.
Well, guys, this has been fun. Good question, Craig.
Thanks.
Listeners, we hope we've helped you plan for rider swapping on your coming trips, because that does add a whole wrinkle to your travel plans. And it can make the difference. You've got a child that's wanting to do something. What can you do while you're waiting on others to ride the rides? Because as long as you keep them entertained, they're not as inclined to be as upset that big brother or big sister is riding the ride without them. So with that being said, we thank you for listening. We appreciate your support of the show. And as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.